Today's episode is entitled, A Faithful Disciple. We are each placed on a different path of life. It is up to us what we will do with it. While a faithful witness can be encouraging and motivating to others, we need to open our mouths and share it. If we hold on to the truths we have learned without sharing, what do we have? Christ instructs us to go out and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. We need to share our faith journey with others in order to help bring others to the kingdom. In the book of Acts, we are told about a man named Philip. The Spirit of the Lord tells Philip to go to the city of Samaria and preach Christ to them. As Philip spoke of Christ to those of Samaria, unclean spirits cried out, and the paralyzed were healed, all in the name of Jesus, and there was great joy. As Philip testified, people listened. As instructed, Philip returned to Jerusalem, and at this time an angel of the Lord spoke to him. The angel told him to travel south on a road that leads from Jerusalem to Gaza to a desert land. So he got up and left. When he arrived there, he found a man from Ethiopia. The Spirit of the Lord once again spoke to him and told Philip to go to the man. Yet again, Philip obeyed and went to the man. As Philip approached the man, he heard him reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked him if he understood what he was reading. The man replied, "How am I to understand unless someone guides me?" Philip spoke to the man and helped him understand what was being spoken. After this, the Ethiopian man asked what was keeping him from being baptized. Philip asked if he believed in his heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The man replied, "Yes." So Philip and the Ethiopian man went into the river, and Philip baptized him. However, just as quickly as Philip had arrived, the Spirit took him away. Just as Philip was used by God to spread the love of Christ to all the people, we are also to go and tell others of Jesus' love. Whether we are speaking to large crowds or individuals, our words have to always point to Christ. When we are transformed by Christ, our lives should naturally flow with riches of his love. Just as Philip's life was a witness to others, we too should use our lives to give glory to him, God. After all, we have life, eternal life, because of Jesus' sacrifice. Sometimes we struggle to be a witness because we're afraid that we might not have the right words to say. Maybe we'll say too much or not enough. I want to reassure you that is never the case. When it comes to Christ, we are just to be the hands, feet, and mouth. We are to speak life to others. We are to plant the seed. It is not our words or actions that bring people to Christ. It is God's supernatural ability to use our words and actions to open each and every person's heart to him. If it were up to us, I would have never been able to do what I did. My life is a true testimony of Christ's goodness. Everything in my life has his handiwork on it. Being a stay-at-home mom, a middle-aged divorced woman with 5 children, jumping from job to job to try to make it, moving, losing jobs, quitting jobs, deaths, getting remarried. All of these life changes could have easily taken me down. They could have brought me down the road of depression, anxiety, fear, loss. Any of these feelings could have been my road, and rightfully so. However, I am a child of God. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Romans 8:14. I am free. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8:36. I am loved by Christ. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38 and 39. I am chosen. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians 3:12. I am never alone. God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. I am victorious. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. I am a saint. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household. Ephesians 2:19. I am a citizen of heaven, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:20. Knowing these promises and many others has made my road easier. Now, I didn't say it has been easy, but it has been made easier because I know I am fully accepted, secure, and significant in the arms of my Lord. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Deuteronomy 31:8. He is my rock and salvation. Psalm 62:6. With him at my side, I can do all things. Philippians 4:13. So, we need to go out there and try to be like Philip. We need to recognize and know in our heart that Christ will lead us to the right people and situations. We may not understand where we are or why we are there. We may never know the impact or the lives we have touched and changed. However, we will be given the right questions to ask and the words to speak. We need to walk in the truth, be courageous, and allow Christ to open the doors to the hearts of others so that we can spread the truth, his truth. And I will close with this verse, Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. I also will be attaching a link for a song that touched my heart as I wrote this, called I Speak Jesus by the Newsboys. So keep asking, seeking, and knocking.